That sound? So it's like last week was John Farnham. Today is Queen. Good morning, church. How are you? Don't worry about that. Don't focus on that. That's just my props. Whenever the pastor's away, Maz will play. No, it's all good. It's all good. Your pastor's, Tony and Cheryl, is greetings from Phuket, and he and they will be back on Tuesday morning. So you'll have him next week. You'll have the proper preacher next week. So that's good. Thank you. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Marichelle and I'm part of the team here at Impact, and I work in the office Monday to Thursday, sometimes 7 days a week, but we won't go there. I love my job, and so that's good. So as you can see, Pastor's not here, and I'm doing the second installment of my preaching from last week, which is Peace Under Pressure. So if you weren't here last week, you probably won't understand what I'm talking about, but the sermon's on podcast, so you can have a listen to it and go from there. So last week, without me realising it, it was Mental Health Week, and everybody put stuff on Facebook about, are you okay? And it's just a reminder for us that, you know, there are people struggling, so always be kind. You know, always, you know, have a look at, just because a person doesn't seem like they're crying out or whatever, doesn't mean that they're okay. So there's a lot of that going on in Facebook, and there was one that I came across about, you know, hashtag faceless depression or whatever it was, where there's people that have posted in their minutes or days before they're taking their own life. So it's like pressure all around, pressure to just be a person, to pressure to just be alive. And so, you know, so I'm more convinced more than ever that this message wasn't just a good and timely thought, but it was a God thought that obviously God wants us to hear and learn from and apply it into our lives. So life will always wear you down. Life will happen to each and every one of us. And I feel that I'm some sort of semi-qualified to speak about this topic, because there's been pressure in my life, and no doubt you have had a lot of pressure too. But let me take you to my week this week and last week. But this week has been really somewhat a juggling act, and the pressure's on when the pastor's away, because not only do I have to do my job, and I also have another job, which is I'm a professional counsellor, so I have people coming to see me, and I have people breaking down, and I have people that you just want to have, you got to hold that space for them, and so you carry all that, and that's pressure. You know, pressure being a mum, pressure being a friend, pressure being a wife, you know, and all of these pressure is coming, you know, stacking up. You know, this week I not only did my job, but one of our cafe managers away. So I slipped into my hospitality uniform, and lo and behold, I was here at 7 o'clock, and I was flipping burgers and cooking chips and gems and whatever. And mind you, though I like food, I'm a foodie, I haven't had the experience where I'm actually serving it to people. So that was pretty pressure. Well, you know, I cook at home, but not for customers, you know what I mean? So it was a Daz and Emmy and Maz show on Friday, and that was pressure. And it was very hard for me not to just explode, because it was, you know, lunchtime came and all these things like beef burgers and steak sandwiches and everything like that. So it was quite a pressureful moment, if that's a word. So every time I speak on this topic, or on any topic for any matter, especially this year, it's almost like God has an uncanny way of saying, okay, let me test you on that. So yes, under pressure. And, you know, like I said to you last week, you know, it'll break or make you, you know, pressure can do that to you. And it was testing me whether I will buckle under the pressure. And can I say, while I thrive on pressure, I'm not a superwoman after all. So last week, can you just, we had pressure this week, and I'm about to share with you, and I haven't put it on or anything, but I just wanted to share with you, Daz and I had good news this week, and so could you please put that thing up? Can you see? We're under pressure now, that's for sure. Talk about paying a mortgage and having a... Yeah, so I don't know how, but I want to share that with you firsthand that we got a house. We bought a house. And I'm still pinching myself because it doesn't seem real. But the pressure... See, you know, God promises something to us. And sometimes when God promises things, we want it straight away. But we have to go through a process and pressure to obtain that promise. And that promise really took us to the edge. And last week, I shared with you how it was 18 months in the making and probably more, especially for Daryl, you know. And but, yeah, so that was the pressure situation. And that produced in us patience, perseverance, and the process to receive his promise. And not only that, you know, God has bigger plans for us, that just because there's a promise, that he just doesn't give you the promise just for yourself. He promises to bless us, but he's also got a blessing for other people. Consequently, through that process there, we have gained a friend also, which is our agent, Damien, and he's here today. I don't want to embarrass him. Hello. And consequently, he started coming to church. Hey, that's a good deal. And I think in that process, if we were to get that house last year, this wouldn't have happened. So I think God has bigger plans. God is always in the move, and God is always thinking about others, because it's not only that, but he's also promising salvation to the people that you come across. So pressure comes in different shapes and sizes and angles. While pressure can be seen as external, there's also a pressure that is within. Pressure within. See, we're always thinking about pressure, how people can explode, and people, you know, just, you notice it when people are under pressure, they just, you know, rah, like, or just like, just, you will see it. And like I said to you, you know, there's we have a face, we have a pressured face, we have a relaxed face, and everything like that. So, you know, and I guess the pressure within kind of hurts more. It's a lot more painful, because you don't feel, you don't, you know, no one can see a pressure that no one can see, and it's from within, and sometimes you can't tell anybody, and that's pressure in itself. Pressure to be pure, not just to be pure, but stay pure. Young people, you know what I'm talking about. When you're dating somebody and you want to get married straight away, you gotta stay pure and be pure, because that's what God wants, you know. The pressure to be perfect, you know, or to be a parent, to be a wife, to be the good enough employee, to be, you know, pressure to be a good Christian. Can I get it down to the nitty-gritty? Just pressure to be a good Christian, and pressure to be a pastor. You know, your pastors here, Tony and Cheryl, they don't go and like just, you know, just on a smooth road. They have pressures in life. And not just the church pressure, but they have family pressure. And so we got to appreciate them more than ever. And so that's why they go on holidays. And it's good to take holidays. And if you haven't taken holidays, I think you should be taking holidays. Lots of it. It's part of self-care. It's part of self-care. And because if you don't, you'll explode and the people around you are casualties. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good sight to see. So consequently, when Pastor Tony Sherrill gets back, I'll be going on holidays before I explode. No. Jokes aside, you know, it's not until you are in a precious situation where you realize what you're truly made of, you know, and you have two options. Like I said last week, you can either, you know, press on or pull out, or you can either lean in or lean out. So peace, as we talked about last week, is internal. Peace is something deeper and it's tangible. Last week I gave you some practical points about what to do when you are faced under pressure. You know, I said peace has a certain sound, which is your praise. Peace has a certain stance, which is your posture. Peace has a certain stare, which is your gaze or your look. You know, so there's something as we would do as Christians, as disciples of Jesus, while we learn that that's something that we can do ourselves, there is also an understanding that no matter what you do, that no matter how much praise, how much stands, how much posture or gaze you look and everything that you can do, there's a certain element in our peace that only God can do. And I want to share that with you today because these things that I just shared for you, the praise, the posture and the perspective and whatever, that's what I had to learn for myself in the journey of a Christian life because, hey, life is not easy. You know, God promised us have a good life, but not easy. And so, you know, that's something that we do, but it could take a while for us to learn that process. So I want to talk about today the peace, like I said to you. And I want you to just have a look at whenever we think about peace, there's a certain image that pops in our mind. Think about that right now. Certain image of peace. Whatever that may look like for you, it could be you being silent, home alone, you know, reading a book or just having a bath and it's all serene and quiet. You know, there's no kids around. You know, you could be at the beach, you know, soaking in the sun, or you could just be sleeping. You know, that's peace. Whatever that is for you, you know, in your mind, there's a peace picture that's on your mind. But let me tell you what the dictionary says, what peace is. And it says here, peace, freedom from disturbance, and tranquility, right? And we all want that. We all want peace in our life. I don't think any other person I know would want to have a chaotic life. And I think that's what we want. But let me give you another picture from a perspective of what peace is. Can you put that picture up, please? Well, what is that? Well, you could say that is kind of, there's thunderstorms, there's raging water, there's cliffs and everything. It just looks really scary, isn't it? But if you look at it from the second picture, let me show you this. I don't know if you could see that, but there is a bird nestled under all that chaoticness. There's a bird that's not panicked. There's a bird that's just there, just sleeping. And regardless what's going on around him, it was just like, oh, it's not flapping its wings, not being like, you know. So it's just there with all the chaos. And that could be, we could picture that as peace. That no matter what's around us, we've got to realize who surrounds us. It's not what's around you. It's not what the pressured situation that's around you. It's who surrounds you. So let me ask you a question. Who is surrounding you in a moment of pressure? What do you surround yourself in moments of pressure? Because as you can see there, it's like, it's scary. You could be like, you could just fly on the edge and like you'd go down, bird could drown and it's dead. But it's peace under pressure. So let me give you my first point today. God promises peace, not the absence of pressure. John 16:33 says, and this was the text I anchored myself last week for all of us to hear about, is that says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me, it didn't say external things, it didn't say chocolate bar, it didn't say work, it didn't say house, thank you, it didn't say spouse, you know, so these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace." So you have peace in God. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So like I said, peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace isn't found in the absence of a storm. Peace is found in the presence of God. I don't know about you, but when I'm under pressure, I have some conversations with God, like I do every second day maybe. I'm always like, I sound like a psycho in my devotional time. But I just say, God, I can't believe you're putting me through this again. Like, you know, rah-rah, and I just have all these questions. And I thought you were just going to give me the smooth sailing this week. You know how much pressure I'm under, but it's like, keep putting more in. It's all right. Just, you know, people often say, God will never put you more than what you can handle. Well, that's a lie. It is a scripture, but it's taken out of context. It's talking about temptations. If you look at it, you know, it's talking about temptation. You know, so God will put you in a situation so that to see whether you're going to lean on Him or whether you're going to go somewhere else and find your own understanding. You know, so I have all these crazy conversations with God, and then like sometimes He'll speak to me, and also, He always speaks. Can I say, in His Word, if you read your Bible, open it every now and again, He will speak to you. So, you know, open your Bible and He will speak. But there are times where He's just silent, and He'll just go, I'm waiting for an answer, and nothing comes. Sometimes He'll just say to me, are you finished now? Are you done with your whining and whinging? And, yeah, okay, God, I'm sorry. So, you know, I have these conversations with God, and, you know, I don't know what yours is like, but that's fine. So just because you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior doesn't mean you sail through smooth sailing ship. You know, it doesn't mean that you are excluded from the pressures of life and the storms of life and everything like that. And the earlier that you understand that, the earlier you will spare yourself from being disappointed with God. God is not pressured by your pressures. So with pressure, it doesn't mean you cannot have peace. With pressure is the only way you can identify whether you truly have peace. There's a story in the Bible that says that disciples were in the boat and, you know, there was winds and waves and everything like that, and Jesus was just calmly sleeping. And then the disciples were like panicking, oh, where's Jesus? You know, what's going on here? We're going to die and everything like that. But then, you know, and Jesus woke up, what's all the commotion? What's going on? Peace. I'm in the boat. So you've got to realize in all your precious situation, God is in the boat. God is in your life. And the storm that you are in is not meant to take you out, but it's to identify where you are. as Christians, we don't have moments of peace, but you live in peace. It's not the place that you run to or go to, but it's the place you abide. Peace under pressure. Now, I bought some of these weights courtesy from a friend because I'm not a gym goer. I did try, but I failed miserably. You know, you go on these plans of yearly thing and it's like 2 days and I'm too sore to go back. So, Daryl, can I have my water, please? I'm just thirsty. And so I got this weight, and I think it's just a perfect analogy for us to do that, to show you some pressure. So, I'm going to have to have a look at this. So, don't laugh at me, okay? It's just, this is a bar. Yep. See, this is my life. If nobody bothered me and I didn't bother anybody, I can just go like this. Oh, this is easy. Yeah. Awesome. So that's smooth sailing. But can I have my spotters, please? This could have worked. I didn't have like one of those resting bar thing. So I'm with Carl. You go back. You'll need it later. Sorry. It's not your time yet. So these are my spotters. Pretend they're poles, okay? Pretend that they're my poles. So there, okay. So let me just take this off. So, it's all right. See my shirt? Okay, let's do this. All right, so it's when the pressure of life weighs you down. Because this is my life. Because see, nobody really walked in the aisle and said I do and then get divorced. Nobody asked for that. Nobody kind of have a relationship and then you get cheated on. Okay? So that's ways of life. And I try and carry it. Sorry. Am I going to squash this? Okay, let me just... Oh, man, I have not done this for ages. Okay. So, I carry and said, the pressure. Oh. Okay. I just... Okay. I'm getting old. Pressure. Nobody asked for it, right? But see, we go through life thinking there's more pressure than we can actually hold. You know, there's pressure to... Oh, man, this is... There's pressure to... To provide for your family. There's pressure. You got fired in your job and you don't have any money and, you know, let's say people gossip about you at church. So, there's... Yeah, I know there's a lot more weight, but hang on, just for illustration purposes. So what happens in life when... You carry this, people put on you. You never ask for it, right? Oh, God, I just can't do this anymore. Why is people talking about me? Why is it that I had to go through this? And I just can't believe that I can't do it. So we go through life like that, right? So many people lift and then they start to shake. And then that was pretty heavy for me because I'm not a gym junkie. So, you know what I mean? You might think that that's okay for you, but for me that's quite a little bit heavy. And I was kind of shaking. And especially when you haven't done it for like 40 years, it's just like, you know, God. So, God, like this, I was buckling under the pressure of that. But there's a kind of pressure, the kind of thing that whether you have to adjust and the big pressures of life, you know. Let's put some more on. Like, when I finished my degree of counselling, failed a few subjects, and that was pressure because I had to go in the principal's office and say, I have to fail 3 times. And then, what's this one? Debt or relationship or whatever, you know. So, bought a house. Pressure. You know, we focus on the big pressures of life, you know, because you can see that. But what about those times where there's little pressures that you bring, that people sometimes bring to you? You know, you could be going in the grocery aisle and then, you know, your card declines or something like that. Or somebody cuts you off in traffic. Yeah? Yeah, I see you. I know your number plate. I have a very good memory and I spot people and go, oh, yeah, they're there. So I'm not talking about the big things of life where it's pressure, but it's the little things in life that comes unsurprisingly and weighs us down. It's those pressure, what your family thinks. You know, it's a little pressure that's compounded and that things that doesn't seem to look as big, but I can't lift it. How many kilos is that? I can't lift it. Okay, ready?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Yep. Oh, far out.
Come on, Maz.
I can't do this because there's more pressure. It's pressure that people, what people expect from you, what people want to do for you, and you just gotta be, keep going. Keep going because you gotta make it through because people are looking. People just want a piece of you all the time, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't lift the pressure of life all the time. And this is where I have to show you that there's another way. You know, this is your life. You never ask for people to put stuff on you, but, you know, just everything is pressure. You know, if you think of all the pressures that you are under, you can put that in there. I've only given you a little bit of an example today. But, you know, the Bible says, take heart. I am taking heart of that. I'm really puffed. Like, you know, I'm gonna, you know, it's saying there that I just can't lift this, you know, but God's saying, why are you trying to lift those things that I didn't ask you to carry? Why are you trying to lift when I've given you a helper to help you carry life and its pressure? You know, the accuser of the brethren, like the Bible says that we have an enemy. We have an enemy that just whispers stuff to us, says, you can't make it. I know you didn't do that, or all this sort of stuff. And we feel so weighed down. And like I said, it's not about the big pressures that you can see, but what about the internal pressure that you feel as a Christian? You have to just be a good enough Christian. And it's hard sometimes, isn't it? And it feels like you have to be another person and you feel condemned and guilty and your heart weighs heavy and then the peace gets disturbed. And so the enemy just goes, yeah, let's put a little bit more on. Let's see what. what you're going to make through, if you're going to make it through, whether you're going to buckle under the pressure. Because the Bible says that the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion seeking who may devour. And so he gets through the pressure and, you know, and starts to think, well, what is it? So it's when I'm buckling under pressure of life and you try to lift more of stuff. So let's put some more in. No. So more. So whatever pressure that you can put more in there. Sorry. This is just for illustration purpose, not to show you that I can carry this, but, you know. So I'm going to put some more on. Because pressure, you have to carry it, right? Okay, ready? Oh, geez, all right. So God, every day I wake up and I'm thinking, I'm going to have to go through this again. I'm going to meet some crazy people and they're just going to want a piece of me and they're going to yell at me, gossip at me and just do all these sorts of things. And I can't meet my car repayments. I can't do my telephone bill. And it's just pressure. Nobody asks for things like that. What are the pressures that you have that you can put on here? What other pressure can you carry? And that's the time where I feel like the enemy can come and take whatever he wants because I'm vulnerable. I can't carry the weight. Now, I didn't do that so that you can all feel sorry for me and whatever, but I did that to illustrate to you that so many people settle for counterfeit peace. I'll just get another bottle. I'll just, because of the weights of life, I'll just drink. I'll just, you know, go to work and relieves the pressure of that. Even though work is pressure, you still go there because that's your kind of hiding place, you know. Or I'll just have a one night stand because, you know, that gives me some time to just, you know, forget about all my circumstances. Or I'll just go on holidays to escape from the environment that I'm in the pressure situation. So, pressure. But you know, there's another thing that I told you about that God wants us to learn, not just to your praise and your posture and your perspective, but he said in John 16, verse 5 to 7, it says, "But now I am going away to the one who sent me, and not one of you is asking where I'm going. Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. But in fact," in verse 7 it says, "it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, then the Helper," in other translations it says, "the Advocate will not come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you." Do you know who is our Helper? Accept the Helper. Accept our Advocate. See, the disciples want the person of Jesus, but what they really need is the promise of Jesus. And he promised us this. There's pressure in life that cannot be picked by anybody other than the Holy Spirit. So my second point is God promises the Helper, the Holy Spirit. You will never find help in any substance, money, sex, or anything like that, or any other person. The points I gave you last week, as we do as I sound and I stare and I stand, they're good. But you can only go through life knowing that we have the Holy Spirit within us. And Jesus went away and said he promises that for us. So what's the Bible say? John 14, 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." So this certainly tells me in this scripture that he's already here and he's living in us and he's residing in us, and peace is there for us for the taking. So I can have access, full access whenever I want to. See, the Holy Spirit, people can get scared because they've got some different connotations about what the Holy Spirit is. But he's a person. He's part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is not some spooky thing, a ghost, or you need to be scared of. But as the Bible defines him, he's the person that walks with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our great advocate. He's our great counselor. It says in the Bible that he will teach us things. He will remind us all things. He's the one fighting for us, leading us and guiding us and directs and counsels us. And you can't live without the Holy Spirit. I've tried. It didn't get me anywhere. Because he's the power behind the pressure. Greek word for the Holy Spirit is parakletos. And it's called to one side, especially, it says called to one side, especially called to one's aid. Because see, life will still be happening. Life will still be happening, right? I'm going to put more weights on. Can't, oh really? Are you, just put one. See, life is still happening, you know. I just got a diagnosis that I'm sick and it's really bad. Or just had a miscarriage or something like that, right? So that's life. The life that I live, it's still happening, and you can't even tell that whether there's more pressure that will add on tomorrow or today. Or tomorrow or the next day and everything like that. We live under pressure all the time. Now, last time, I was buckling under the weight of that pressure. You saw how I struggled. Nearly took me out. But that's all I have. I've got to lift it. I've got to lift it because people are just going to... It's kind of like there's an expectation. So I've got to wake up tomorrow and, you know, do it all again. And this is where people get to a point where it's they take their own life because they just can't handle the weight and the pressure. I'd rather do drugs than do this again. I'd rather just do myself in rather than carry the weight of life again. But I just remember that Jesus promised us a helper, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Can I have the Holy Spirit? Because I can't do this on my own. I need him in this moment of life where I'm just going to cave in because the pressures of life is so hard and I cannot carry it anymore. So see, when you ask the Holy Spirit, he stands on a different perspective. He stands over the situation and he will help you carry it. Holy Spirit, help me carry this because I cannot do it. And I just, oh, thank you. Thank you. Just don't do it too much. Just, see, the thing is, stop. God, carry it. The thing is, the pressure is there and I'm still carrying it, but I don't feel it as much because the Holy Spirit is there. And you know, can I encourage each and every one of you? that you have the Holy Spirit, call on Him. Don't do it on your own, because seriously, you're gonna fall to the ground. So, Holy Spirit, I can't. He stands over my life, and He just do it again, and He just keeps carrying it for me. That no matter what happens, that no matter if I cave in, I will still feel the pressure. But He is carrying my life. He's carrying everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're doing this for me. Thank you that you are with me and that you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. So thank you that you are carrying this.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Give my volunteers a hand. I can feel the weight, but I know that I can have peace because somebody who is stronger than me, who has been here before, is carrying what I need to carry. I do not have to fear because the Holy Spirit is here. He was my advocate, my helper, my counselor, the one who directs. And you know, sometimes we pray this prayer to God and go, God, just help me to be the best person I can be. Well, you know how He's going to do that? He's going to put pressure. He's going to put pressure to see where you are at. So what am I saying today? You need to accept the Holy Spirit as one talking and walking with you, alongside with you each and every day. He's not scary. He's something that will save you from all your troubles in your life. See, He carries a different perspective. There's a different strength. Philippians 4:7, it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't push Him away because you will need Him. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. John 14:26, it says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. You can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. He is there for you, for the taking. You just got to ask Him for help. He's like our GPS. You know, Siri or anyone that talks to you when you have that nav man or nav person, politically correct. It's God's positioning system. He leads us into all truth. It says in John 14:17, it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him or knows Him, but it says, you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. So the peace of God is found in me. Don't ever look at the pressures of life and say you can't handle it, because God promised us peace. So tomorrow when you wake up and you've got to handle another pressure, you've got to talk to some crazy people and then they're just going to annoy you and frustrate you and put everything. God says, I've given you a helper. I'm going to leave you with this scripture. It says Philippians 4:6, verse 9. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Remember last week I said to you that we are to be thankful. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, in this second pastor, and I said to Pastor Tony, you can continue this if you want to. There's so much more I could have said, but today I really just felt that God wanted us to understand that He promised us peace, not the absence of pressure. And He has sent us a helper, and His name is the Holy Spirit. See, it doesn't matter what's around me. It just matters who surrounds me. Can the musician come, please? We're going to have a God moment right now, and we're going to sing a hymn. For those of you who know, there's the song called It Is Well With My Soul. And this kind of encapsulates everything that I've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, in that no matter what's happening in your world, whether your business, whether your relationship, whether your financial, whether your marriage or anything like that, whether your work situations, whether your kids, I don't know what pressure you have. But what I can say to you is that you can bring Him to the altar today. You can bring Him to the feet of the cross and say, Jesus, I cannot do this. I cannot carry the pressures of life. And I just want to surrender my heart to you, because I've been doing things in my own strength. I've been doing things to just get by and thinking that I will get through this, but I can't. I really can't. And so I want us to all stand, and we're going to just worship God for a moment. And I don't know what you're facing today, whether you know the peace of God that I'm talking about today, because you cannot have peace within yourself, like I said last week, until you know the peace of God. And so this morning, I want to give you an invitation. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's your first step in knowing to have a peace with God. You can have, like I said, a counterfeit peace where you can just, you know, lean on other external things and situations. But today I'm giving you an opportunity to meet and to have an encounter with the Prince of Peace. And His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the name above all names, who can give you the peace that you are after. So today, if you are in that position, I want to give you an opportunity. While all eyes are closed and heads bowed, I want to give some privacy to people who need this peace, who wants this peace. Because it says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind. So right now, while no one's looking around, if you need the peace of God and you want peace in your life, I want you to slip up your hand. I will see your hand. I will look you in the eye, and I will acknowledge you, and I will pray for you. I will not embarrass you, but I will ask that God, peace of God, to come for you. Is that you today? Can you lift up your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All these hands are going up because they want to align themselves in the peace of God again. You've had peace, but you allow the circumstances and the situations of your life overwhelm and overtake you. And somehow God kind of got pushed out. And today is your opportunity. We're going to pray this prayer before we sing. God, I thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, I thank you that you are the one who can save me and give me eternal life. Lord, I acknowledge you today. Lord God, I'm sorry that I have just pushed you aside. And today, Lord God, I accept you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for washing my sins away. And I believe that you've died on the cross and rose again, so that, Lord God, you can give me eternal life. thank you for your peace. Your peace. Thank you, Jesus. If you prayed that prayer today, at the conclusion of our service, I want to meet you at the back in one of our drums that says, I have decided. I want to give you a Bible. And I want to just take some details from you so that we can continue this journey together. Because the peace of God is just there, but you need to learn how to progress in that peace of God. And for the rest of us, you have pressures in life. I know. I can see it in your face. And they're pressures that sometimes you don't want to tell anybody because you don't want to burden anyone. But right now, right this moment, as we sing this song, I want you to just surrender. Just have your arms open wide and just say, God, I need you. Holy Spirit, come and be here with me. It's not what's around me, but it's who that surrounds me.